Two in Texas and one in Spain. How is it that nurses are developing Ebola infection while other members of the Western healthcare teams remain uninfected? Karen Davis, Director of Medical Nursing for Johns Hopkins Hospital, comments.
I think it's because the bulk of the work in taking care of an Ebola patient falls in the scope of practice for nursing. We're in the room, we're doing the things that patient needs, which is usually keeping them hydrated, keeping them clean and dry, providing emotional support. And imagine how scary it would be to be that patient alone in that room. You can have no visitors. You have one nurse coming in there to take care of you. You feel terrible. You need the psychosocial piece of that as well. And that's what we do. That's what we're trained for. So we want to be at the bedside of those patients because they need our support.
Davis says many of the nurses she works with are more than willing to be on the front lines in caring for Ebola patients, having cared for many patients with other serious infections over the years. She feels confident that such care can be delivered safely at Johns Hopkins. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.